Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Yes, thank you. I'm calling to have my name removed from your list of customers.
Okay. What's your zip code and your name?
89135.
And what's your name?
Loretta, Loretta. Jordan, Jordan.
Okay. It's not coming up under your zip code, but I can try to type that name in. Let's see. Can you verify your mailing address, ma'am?
10264. It's going to be two words. Trailing, T-R-A-I-L-I-N-G. Second word, Dahlia, D like David, A-L-B-A, Avenue. And that's in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay.
89135 is the zip code.
Okay, ma'am. And did you have a charge or something today on your statement?
I've never charged anything to you. This information about your company, I don't even know what it is.
Okay.
Just started appearing on my cell phone.
Okay. Well, I don't see. I mean, I'm not getting an account to pull up for you. That's why I was trying to see. Did you have something on your bank statement or something? Or it was just a text message or...
No, like I said, it's just things that are coming in on my cell phone about
okay.
your company and you know, letting me know that this is available and I have so many days to use this before it's no longer active.
Okay.
And I don't know who you are, what you represent, or anything.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. You may have to, you know, unsubscribe to those text messages through your phone because I'm not able to get an account to pull up or anything.
Okay, so how do I stop them from coming?
On the message, it doesn't tell you, like, at the end, a way to, you can reply, cancel, or stop, or anything?
Well, you know, just tonight when I was... seeing some new stuff that had come, it did say something to that effect, and I did do whatever it said. I don't even remember now.
Yes, ma'am. That's the only way that I can, think of to advise you on how to stop those messages because, you know, we can't get an account to pull up, then we can't really do anything.
So, with the messages that are coming. Should an account number be on those messages somewhere?
No, ma'am, because you may not even have an account if you have not made, like, a purchase or, you know, enter,
no.
like, your credit card.
I don't even
card.
Know what type of company you are. I know nothing about your...
Okay.
You
so you just got this phone number. Was it in one of the text messages?
Right.
Okay. Where we are a third-party call center and we assist with multiple companies. So, I'm not sure. I'm not able to, you know, see
so
what.
So you wouldn't have that much information on them as well.
Correct.
Okay. Well, I will, it's almost 11 o'clock at night and I'm going to bed. Well, I'm lying down already. So, but first thing in the morning, I will definitely pull up everything that has come over my cell phone with messages from your company.
Okay, that's no problem, ma'am.
So now you're saying you don't know what the name of the company is because you all deal with various companies, right?
Right, that's correct, yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I hope somewhere along the way, their company name will show up.
Yes, ma'am.
I was able to track the phone number, but I didn't think about looking at the name of the company because I just assumed that whomever answered would, you know, be able to assist me with that. Okay, well, thank you very much for your patience. I'm just an old lady trying to stay above water.
No problem, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support and have a great night.
And I hope I'm your worst customer you have all night, dear.
No, unfortunately not. But okay,
Well,
thank you.
I'm hoping that it will be. Thank you for your patience with
All right,
me.
no
And
problem.
God bless you.
Oh, you too.